changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more.
I don't know if you have seen the movie Nightmare Alley. I mentioned it yesterday, by Guillermo del Toro, and it stars Bradley Cooper, could not remember his name, Willem Dafoe, Kate Blanchett, Ron Perlman. It's got some really big actors, and they are exceedingly well cast. They are just really, really well cast. And the story is very interesting. When I was a boy, I grew up going to the state fair every year. And the state fair has changed quite a bit from the time I was a boy. And so many things have changed. There would be, I would go see the thalidomide babies. Does anybody remember seeing that? That was babies in jars that had been born or died in vitro that were severely deformed with, you know, a couple of heads, et cetera. Some really grisly now stuff. But that was common at the fair to go and look at that. And there was even a burlesque show, you know, where the woman would do the hoochie-coochie dance. And my grandpa would always go to that. So fairs have changed. I say all that to contextualize what I'm about to tell you, because in the movie Nightmare Alley, which is on HBO Max as well as Hulu, they are in a carnival from the 1910s, 1920s. So in other words, things have changed a lot. It was the late 1930s, if I recall. But things have changed an awful lot. So some of the things I tell you might seem a little creepy and weird. But the interesting thing about the movie is that, and I'm not going to spoil it, but Bradley Cooper becomes a mentalist, basically a person who hoodwinks people into believing he's communicating with their relatives from the dead. And he is warned early on to avoid what are called black rainbows, or to use them when they are necessary. And they give examples of it. And what made this movie so interesting to me was I listened to the interview on Fresh Air with Terry Gross interviewing Guillermo del Toro, and he talked about all of these little tricks of conning people in the movie are actual real tricks. The way of speaking to people by using a code, and every word is associated to a number, which those numbers can then be translated back into other words to help you to understand what is going on when the assistant has information, etc. So from that standpoint, it was really interesting and showed a lot of things. Now, black rainbows. A black rainbow, I'll give you an example of a black rainbow. Many years ago, when I lived in Seattle, Washington, I had a friend there, and he came into work, we worked together, and he handed me this stack of papers, and he said, it was about like this, and he said, okay, I had your horoscope done. I paid somebody to do your horoscope professionally. And I was like, wow, that's really nice. So I stood there and I began to thumb through it. And he kind of smiled at me like, you know, I thought he was proud that he had given it to me. And I was like, wow. Like, man, this hits really, really close to home. And finally, I discovered that it was a black rainbow. In other words, a black rainbow tells you good things and bad things that somewhat negate each other, but at the same time in that process makes a person more believable. An example, let's see, Juanita's watching. I know she's always here. Juanita, you are a super independent woman. And at the same time, you are a super independent woman and you love to collaborate when making decisions. You see what I mean? I complimented you, but I basically said both things that would make you kind of go, yeah. And so what he had given me was basically those same kinds of compliments. Your dynamic nature makes it hard for some people to relate to you. Yes, that's true. Okay. That is a black rainbow. And in the movie, they talk a lot about and they use a lot of black rainbows. One of the things that Guillermo del Toro talked about in the interview was that if a person seems like they're not sure whether they're believing that you're actually communicating to their dead relative, is to put your hand on that person, okay, and say, shh, she's here with us now. She's here with us now. Yes, she's standing right there. I'm going to remove my hand. Now, can you feel her hand on your shoulder? And he said that power of suggestion is so strong that people actually believe it. I bring all this up for the reason that there are a lot of black rainbows out there. Over the years, as the internet has become more ubiquitous and as people have turned to, YouTube, Kajabi, being online, masterclasses, as opposed to sitting and watching television as much as they used to. In that time, there have become tons of experts. Would you agree? Can I get an amen? Way too many, quote, experts. Now, I bill myself. By the way, people said, how did you become the world authority on complaining? And the answer is, I gave myself that title. You know why? I had written the book, two books on complaining. Both were international bestsellers. I had read 10 books on complaining. Two of them mentioned me. And I was told by a guy who helps experts say, you need to be defined as something, you know, like you're the complaint-free guy is what I realized. I'm the complaint-free guy. Because at one point I thought that my approach would go into other directions more so. But this is where I belong. This is where I want to be. So I became an expert by not only giving myself the title, but continually reading all the books I could, writing continually, doing a daily video, which is based around the whole concept of approaching your life with positivity as opposed to negativity, with gratitude, not complaining. So I'm there working that all the time. And the challenge is that as there are more of us giving advice, there are tons of people who look at us and say, oh, I want to do that and I want to make money. And so there are several really good people who are out there to help train people such as me and other experts in their field to present their knowledge to an audience to help improve them. The challenge is that in the process of helping to teach those of us who are really, you know, real experts, I don't know. I know maybe one person who knows more about complaining than I do, and she's a university professor and a friend of mine. But other than that, you know, I would put me up against anyone on the subject. And in the process of training people like me to present our programs, to do our daily videos. The reason I started doing a daily video was this guy said, you need to be on there every day. You need to build a relationship with people. And so I started scared to death. In the process, though, these people who teach us as experts wanting to, of course, have as much impact on the world and make money, they also have begun this concept of telling everybody that they can take their favorite hobby and make it into a super profitable business. And the answer is that's not really true necessarily. Companies, associations, they only hire speakers for one reason, or two reasons rather. Can they lower our costs or can they raise our income? That's it. Lower costs, raise income. Ultimately, now they may say that we want to improve corporate morale and make everybody happier, less complaining. Well, that falls under those categories, ultimately. But people are being told that if they're into miniature dolls, you know, that they could ultimately write a book and get a huge advance on miniature dolls. Not to say this does not happen, okay? The thing is, when you look at most books, most corporations, et cetera, it's all about leadership, salesmanship, working well with people, presenting yourself to people. And so the things that are interesting to you, you may be able to share online. You may be able to create programs. You may be able to speak at associations of beekeepers or shoelacers or whatever you are, doll collectors. Yes. And to make a really good living writing books, doing videos, doing programs and things like that, there's not as much need. I bring all that up to say because here's the thing. You've got people who are genuine experts wanting to share their message. Then you've got expert experts. Those people are the ones who help the experts understand what to do. However, in the process, those experts are indiscriminate. They don't know whether the person that is buying their program is really an expert. So you get tons and tons and tons of people doing this. And the Facebook and YouTube and podcasts are just choked with people who don't have the lived experience behind their knowledge, or the knowledge they're presenting is a black rainbow. It's on both sides of the fence. Several months ago, a guy I know sent me some programs that he was going to launch and asked me to look at them. He was a good friend, so I took some time and actually delved in and watched some videos and read some of the content. And I thought, this is hyperbolic black rainbows. It is, by the way, the reason they're called black rainbows is if you take all colors and mix them together, what do you get? Black. These literally are, there's something for everyone. I started watching Nightmare Alley again last night. It's that good of a movie. I'm watching it like two nights in a row. But this idea of black rainbows. And so I started looking at this person's stuff, and he was like, you need to do this. I'll make something up because I don't want to in any way touch on what he actually talked about. But you need to have your goals, and you need to write down your goals, and you need to set and read your goals every morning, twice a day, first thing in the morning and last thing at night. And then in another video, he talked about how your goals shouldn't drive you like I forget how he put it, but drive you like a horse or something like that. But your goals shouldn't drive you. You should be flexible. You don't need to be reading your goals every day. So it wasn't like he was deliberately contradicting himself. He was trying to make a very good point, but didn't realize that in the process, he was just delivering a black rainbow. I wanted to bring all this up today to let you know that there are a huge number of, quote, experts out there who are trying to sell you things and are trying to convince you things, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I just want to invite you to do due diligence. More importantly, to see if the person applies what it is to their own life. I've shared how messed up I have been in the past, and I have worked everything I have shared with you. I have time tested and personally tested to see if it works. And for me, it has. So make sure that you are listening to people who themselves represent what it is they are professing to share. And at the same time, be very careful, because there are some people out there who will tell you just about anything to try and take advantage of you. So beware of black rainbows.
No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing.